What is the training?
We bring all the different fire districts around the valley, sheriff's office, police departments. This year we have included city managers, county manager, kind of the different heads of government agencies throughout Pickens County, kind of come together and discuss wildfire scenarios and how we'd approach them.
What usually changes from year to year when you do these trainings?
Nothing really changes in scenario, but maybe our focus does. Whereas last year we developed more ops plans, whereas this year we're discussing more incident growth, so the complexity. So we have things like cost sharing, transition of different types of incidents, delegation of authority. So this is maybe more the paperwork side, the administrative side.
What do you see as the challenges this year that maybe you hadn't had in previous?
With our low snowpack, we could potentially see a larger fire season, but it's still yet to be determined with springtime rains and early summer rains. But we always want to be prepared just for a worst-case scenario.
This kind of helps you to understand who's out there and who can do what?
We know who's already at the table. We have already discussed these issues in a safer setting than at a fire. So we know how we're going to maybe divvy up the cost or who's going to be responsible, who's going to take the lead, and what we all bring to the table. We get a chance to play it out in a safe area before having to do it out in the field.
We were talking a little bit about wildfire danger and things like that. Is there anything that folks at home can do in order to make it easier on you guys to kind of tamp down that and keep that from happening?
Absolutely. I'm always going to say mitigate, mitigate, mitigate. We do mitigation projects along roadways. We have a few coming up next week and the following week, but that doesn't lessen the fire danger of a certain area. That has to come from the inside. So that comes from the homeowner, their property. One property isn't going to change everything, but it's got to be a cohesive effort between all the residents of a given area, fire district, or whichever government oversees that area. It's a joint effort.
What are you seeing on the state and federal level in order to assist your department and the others in the valley?
We do have agreements worked out with the state ahead of time. So if we do have a fire that occurs in our district, there is a way to recoup cost, but that fire does have to develop through certain stages, and we have to provide the correct documentation. So when we do go for that reimbursement later in the year, we have our bases covered. And that's another reason why we're doing this. These tabletops are just a great time for us all to come together, whether it's even this wildfire exercise helps us when we have special events, whether it's X Games, Tough Mudder. It's getting everybody in the same room, so we're all having good conversation together.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.